Copy that. Well, I will. I'll probably add that to our add-in so that anyone with Excel in front of them could, pretty much anyone on leadership that has the add-in will be able to pull from inventory, view the inventory, adjust inventory, and all of that. So, should make it pretty painless and seamless. And efficient. And then Tim, yeah, I saw he sent the FBS 98 stuff to me as well, and I looked it over, and I saw the same thing you did about the first name, last name, suffix or whatnot. And then the only other one I was contemplating breaking up for queries would be the address, because one of the things that we need to determine is whether or not a member lives in Macomb County. And if we know all the zip codes of Macomb County, then I can query the database. And, you know, we have a, I guess even if a member checks in that's not, or you know, a person checks in that's not a member, but their zip code is not a Macomb County zip code, we know immediately that they're outside of the county. And then the same thing would be nice for just the members is to, because we do have members that are not technically in Macomb County, but they're right on the border. And so it would be nice to have that kind of powerful query available to us as far as the addresses go, where we can kind of isolate the zip code and kind of pinpoint roughly where they're at in the county. And then, yeah, I'll probably look at that a little bit closer to see if there's anything else in there that I find value in pulling aside and setting aside and separating or whatever, you know. But those are the only two things that I saw right off the bat was the name and the address. So, but I want to take a closer look at it when I'm not working, and I also want to see where that's, you know, where that form is spitting out its data, because as Mike, you know, mentioned last night, I think he wants that to be a database, and so I don't know where Microsoft is going to spit that data out